fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Why, thank you. Thank you very much.
Internet. Hey everybody, what's up? Ooh, talking loud. There we go, that's better. Hey everybody, what's up? Madhouse Radio is back. We are here again. Whoop-de-freaking-da. This is Carlito here with Tuck. Tuck's in the house. Tuck, how you doing, man?
We are back and we are all here. Yes, indeedy. Yes, sirity. Zippity-poo, zippity-zap. That's what I gotta say on that.
Right. Milkman will be joining us shortly here in a little bit. Milkman, in a little bit. He's busy. He's at a conference right now. So we'll look forward to it. He said he'd be calling in around 10:30. I'm just holding on for him right now. And other than that, we're just ready to do a show. You can reach us here tonight at the Madhouse. Madhouse Radio is the screen name. And now I'm hearing myself. An effigy of myself. What is that? Where in the world will that be coming from?
And I can hear you too.
Oh, I think I know where it's from. Hang on, I'll fix that real quick. Okay, fixed. Problem fixed. All right, anyway. Madhouse Radio, if you're using Yahoo or AOL Instant Messenger. It's probably chopping up right now. AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger is Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, that's madhouse@live.com. And of course, you can call us here tonight at 1-888-278-8509. I'll repeat that a little more clearly. 1-888-278-8509. That is the toll-free line here for you to reach us tonight. And we encourage your participation. We got a lot we're going to talk about. I am tired. I'm not going to start off by saying I'm going to have an early show tonight. But anyway, I've been working on some really cool stuff we're going to discuss tonight. And we're going to go over some news here. We're going to go over some news here at the beginning of the show, as we've been slacking on that lately. And I'm behind on the podcast at the end of the show tonight. And I will try to get to that this weekend, I promise you. And whatever, you know, deal with it. Anyway, is anything been going on in the news there, Big Tuck? Anything that you know of in particular?
I just said the Marine that killed the pregnant Marine in North Carolina and fled to Mexico has been caught.
Oh, really?
So, there you go on that big scoop right there.
Good, alright. Alright, well, that's breaking news. They caught that dude. Good, man. Man, is that guy really going to get raped? Maybe not. A guy like that gets...
Oh, boy.
I love grape Kool-Aid, man. Sugar-free grape drink is what I'm drinking tonight with no ice. I forgot to put ice in it, and I forgot to get a straw. I'm just doing it the macho way. I've got some news articles here sent in by Kokanee during
the manly way.
That's right. Oh, don't want to fail to mention, of course, I'm sorry, we're on syndicateradio.tv. Syndicate Radio, syndicated.
Which, by the way, I have been understand that Rev on the Syndicate Radio camera over there is wearing a shirt of Zolar that's back.
Yeah, you
and
do
he
that.
Is now sporting it on the Syndicate Radio.tv camp.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, that is the one, right? The Zolar Devil-looking thing, right? Look at that, man. Wow. Is it a t-shirt now?
It's totally a t-shirt. It would definitely be a t-shirt, man. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's how I look at it.
Well, that's awesome. Congrats.
They're all destined to be t-shirts, man. They just haven't been made yet, man.
Congratulations on your new t-shirt. Hey, speaking of which, you know, there's a Madhouse t-shirt available at madhouse.com.
Had nothing to do with it, but I'm glad it's there.
over at the website, madhouselive.com. There is a t-shirt as well, a Madhouse t-shirt, which is designed by Tuck as well. So if you like Rev Shirt, it's by the same guy.
Right on.
That's right. So check that out. Madhouselive.com/store is where you can get that. I actually, last week, I was wearing the madhouselive.com hat. And a hat here lately. I'm in a very captainish mood. Me and my fiance Athena, she has put
steering
down
the shit.
We've put down the down payment, the deposit rather, on the cruise that we're taking. Athena put down the down payment actually this week on the cruise we're taking on our honeymoon. So I'm in a very cruise-like mood. I'm very excited. It's not until next May. But nonetheless, I am excited about a cruise that I'm going to be taking. I'm really excited about this whole, you know, I did want to discuss, Tuck, we need to talk about some business here real quick. Let's go ahead and cut the music, Tuck, if you could. You are filling in for Milkman. I was hoping Milkman would be calling in for this. Any day now.
I don't know where he is. I just got a sick call for me to come in real quick, so that's all I can really tell you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Tuck, on short notice. Tuck, you get a gold star already. Tuck, when's your birthday, man? We've never heard of a... Do you not celebrate your birthday? Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
August 20th.
August 20th. Okay, well, on the 20th, in 4 months and 10 days, you remind me, happy birthday for you. Happy, happy birthday. Anyway. You never hark about your birthday at all. I mean, I've never heard you mention it. Zolar mentions it because I think it's the day after mine or the day before mine. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about, whole end of the Madhouse thing. A lot of people are skeptical, a lot of show. The show you're listening to now that you love and enjoy is not going to be around for much. Well, it'll be for a little while, but in May of 2009, that is going to be our final show. I am not going to do the Madhouse. All right, let's keep it like this. There is a possibility that Madhouse without Carlito after May would either be run by Tuck or Ted or a combination of you guys and Milkman and Jen or whoever wants to take it. Maybe Reclude will start hosting. Who knows what will happen?
Become some sort of amalgam of something that will hopefully evolve in something beyond our...
Right. You see, the whole deal is there will still be a Madhouse, you know, live.com site. You can still go there now. It's just regular every Thursday night show, which is a ton of fun, I'll be honest with you. But I didn't expect it to last more than a few months, and here we are, April.
It's just a little hobby, huh? I'll just go in or make a podcast or go on the stream or whatever and do things. It'll be fun, and, you know, kick back, and didn't think more of it than that.
All right, well, it's the whole thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, we just let's have fucking fun. That's how Zolar started. He started the same week that I did on the same station. Anyway, so it's been fun. I've had a great time. It's not going to go anywhere more than this. What started off as just me having fun on a Thursday night grew legs and has become this great big thing. We got a lot of listeners who listen every week live. We are always hitting the 50s and the 60s. Sometimes the 70s we hit on Thursday nights live. People who have nothing else to do, or maybe they do have something else to do, but they're putting it off in order to listen to Carlito open his fat mouth and talk on the air. And for that, I thank you all. Thank you so much, fans. And then we have tons of podcast listeners, even more so than that.
Shame on you.
We have, we're at last count, we're at 100.
Shame on them too.
130 podcast listeners who listen to the show on their leisure on a weekly average basis. It is 130 people who download and listen to the show. Our biggest growing segment.
Wow.
We got all the listeners on Syndicate. We got, you know, the new PCU, you know, is up there. You know, we're on there also. I don't know how many listeners we have on there now, but I know we're broadcasting and we got 6 listeners there. So we're having fun. Anyway, but I'm going to be moving on in a phase of my life where I'm going to be wanting to start a family, and I'm going to be going to graduate school at that point, more than likely, to get my master's. Who knows? Maybe I'll get my doctorate one day. I don't know. But I'm going to move on from this. So we're going to have fun for a whole nother year starting in May. On May 30th of this year, the countdown is going to start to the end of the Madhouse Live shows. There will be no more of them unless, for some reason, between here and December, this show grows like 1,000 listeners a night, or I'm making money off the website or something where the Madhouse show grows legs. The chances of that happening, of course, are not really big, but it's still fun and I still love doing it. But anyway, so I just want to let you guys know, keep an eye on that for, because more than likely, you know, it's going to be the end coming soon, and we're going to have a nice big hurrah. We're going to have a lot of people coming in with in the next year. And of course, with it is the final Madhouse show that we have. I have big plans for it. We've talked about this before. I won't go too heavy into it, but apparently it's going to be. And we've got two locations is narrowed down to everybody here right now. All right, and people who are interested, they are committed to coming. I need to know from y'all what will be best for you. We can either host it in New York. Dr. Lego perhaps can help us out. Zolar in the past has said he would be willing to help host it, if not at his location. Maybe he could help us find a place where we could do it, or he'd be there or something. We can either do it in New York, or we can do it in Philadelphia. I'm shooting more. It's actually probably going to be in Philadelphia. My wedding's in Pennsylvania. It'll be the next day. So it definitely...
All reenact the Declaration of Independence.
We can storm.
We all show up.
We can storm the Bastille, as it were.
And get the powder to wig.
And we can all go to Geno's together. I think one of the things we're going to do on my bachelor party, if it's in Philly, we're all going to go to Geno's together. We're going to go to that one strip club together, and then we're going to get a conference room at a hotel in Philly, at a decent hotel.
Right on.
Okay. Right. And we're going to have, you know, alcohol there provided. We're going to have maybe a keg or two. We'll have some bottles, you know. We're going to have Webb's. Lego said he's going to come with his gear. We're going to do a live shred thing. He's committed.
I'll go on that joy path.
Yeah. All right. Andy's going to be there. Lonesome Loser's going to be there. Lonesome Loser lives in the area. He said he's definitely coming. So we get to see Lonesome Loser confirming numbers. Who here can say they've ever... No one even knows what Lonesome Loser's name freaking is. But we all depend on him here for prankles. Anyway, what I'm trying to say
I'd say Lonesome Key Loser.
All right. That may be something like that. But anyway, so that's the deal. More than likely, it's going to be Philly. And all Madhouse listeners are invited. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of VIPs there. Lego, I'm sure Zolar said he's going to make it. DTT said he wants to come. The Dead wants to come. Big Will will probably be there. So it's going to be a big, big thing. Anyway, also coming up next year, next January, there's going to be a live Madhouse show, live from the floor of a comic book convention, a huge convention held here in Orlando. I've already set in motion getting a space for the show, and Milkman's going to make an attempt to be here for that, or someone's going to have to be there. I don't know. Maybe I'll do the show by myself.
Come on, dude.
But it's going to be live in person. And I'm going to have somebody who's going to be interviewing people in the crowd. I mean, we're talking about the crazy, you know, sci-fi people who are all dressed up like Klingons and Lord of the Ring elves and stuff like that. Interviewing them live, putting them on video, doing live prank calls there in front of tons of people at the Orange County Convention Center here in Orlando. So that's going to be in January. So
when are you playing that?
January 2000. Tug, you should come down. Because it's a comic book convention, you can get a space.
Should.
You should get a space right next to me, man, and we'll sell your comic books and your art, and I'll be next door, and we'll be doing the pranks together, and maybe
we can just share a booth, and that's just easier right there.
Oh, yeah?
Easier said than done right there. That way there's a booth, and share it, and divide the percentage to get the space right now. That wouldn't be a problem.
Exactly.
They're
right.
Not that expensive.
Right, so I have two conventions. Other, I'm going to lean towards the later one, which is called MegaCon. That's usually in February. Actually, it was actually March this year, and I went. That's where I got that Fidel doll thing that's over there in the back that I showed a few weeks ago. That's where I got it. So anyway, that's
okay.
That thing. So that's what we're discussing here tonight. We just got a lot of things coming down the pike. Also, and the last thing to mention here. Also, I've been working on a Madhouse wiki page. You saw that, Tuck. I leaked it to you. There's a Madhouse.
I saw that. That's great. Everyone go and find that.
Yeah. it's not available pub tuck. Only you, Milkman, and Ted have access.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's fine. But in the coming days, you're going to see, probably over the weekend, you'll see available the Madhouse Wiki. And that actually, you know, you have the story of Eddie Garcia, the story of Sam the Donut Man, the angry-ass Donut Man. His story's up there now. All the different characters actually in there. His page is already created. I'll probably make that available in the forums starting Saturday afternoon. So look out for that.
You gotta have a Milkman page, if anything.
Yeah, I'm doing the characters and the pranks first. I'm making a wiki page for the pranks and the characters. That's my first goal.
Right.
And then from there, I'm going to start expanding to, you know, Milkman and other people have been on. You know, I'm sure Lonesome Loser will be on there. Maybe we'll have people, the Dead, on there. the Wikipedia page about him. It's going to be very...
Maybe on there. He may not be on there.
Maybe. So look out for that. By next week's show, you'll be able to... I'll tell you where you can go to check that out. It'll definitely be on the Madhouse website this weekend, so look out for that. Make it a point on Sunday, after you come home from church, go to the MadhouseLive.com website and check that out. Okay, we need to do prank calls. We've been talking blah, 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 blah for so long, but we have a ton of numbers here from the Lonesome Loser.
Hey, one more thing. One more plug. One more plug. Maybe two later, but one more plug right now. On June the 17th, I have a CD coming out that I did the cover for. It's called Muck Stiggy's My Friend, in stores June 17th at MuckStiggy.com.
That's right.
From Memphis. Comedy rapper guy, and you guys need to check it out when it comes out.
Muck. He's over at he's at myspace.com/ Muck Sticky. Check that out. I actually checked out his songs. He's a pretty cool dude,
yes.
Man. It's not serious rap, but it's funny. It's fun stuff, you know. White people like it. Listen to that. If you're white and you like rap music,
it's fun. Right. It's happy. It's positive shit.
Yeah, it's fun rap music. Fun stuff. It's like kind of like the Fresh Prince, but they talk about weed more than the Fresh Prince did. All
right,
Fresh Prince
right,
of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
French, the Fresh Prince. Did I just say French Prince? Fuck, I can't talk tonight. God, I'm tired. This is going to be a short show. I'm telling you now. Fuck it. All right, anyway, from Lonesome Loser, we have numbers coming in. Sopranos Italian Restaurant. Italian. No way. Captain Jack's Bar. Bigfoot Java. We've got Bill's Military Surplus. G.I. Joe's Rack and Rig. Rack and Rig. I think it would be Rack and Rib. I don't know. Yo-Yo's Bar. Cocky
Rock
Bull.
Rock and Rig. Rock and Rig.
The Cocky Bull.
You got
a
problem.
Big O' Bagels, Yank Sing Chinese Buffet, Pancho Villa's Mexican Food, Pizza Mondo. We got a bunch of numbers here. Awesome. What I don't have here is an international card. So if anybody has an international ability phone card with international dialing abilities, let us know.
Oh,
send
dude.
It in.
Because
for now, but we have the good, we do have the good old Spooftel card here. So let's do a call to, let's see, let me roll the dice here. Roll the die. All right, I'm going to call Bigfoot Java. Bigfoot Java is in Bothell, Washington, the state of Washington, not the something else. We'll be right back after this with the...
Not Martha Washington.
Not that one. We'll be right back with the first prank call of the night. You're listening to Madhouse Radio, Thursday, April the 10th. 10 days away from Hitler's birthday. Let's all get ready for that.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
Sieg Heil.
Testies. Get it works. Hello?
To place a call, press 1.
Well, I totally fucked that up.
To record a call, please enter your destination number...
Hi, hey, could you put in an order for my office, please?
What office?
My office that we're working at late on a project, and we'd like to get some caffeine.
You're coming to get some coffee?
I'm going to be picking some up. I'm going to give you an order of some drinks that I'd like.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Is this something that we can do? I mean, you have some rule that people can't call and request? I mean, what's going on? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we can, if we're not busy.
It's not too much. You're not too busy, are you?
Not right now, no.
Oh, God. All right. Well, let's do this. All right. I need 3 larges.
12, 16, 20, 24, 32, or 44.
You have 44 ounces of coffee?
Yep.
Why not? Put me down for 3 of those.
Do you want?
And them I'd like nutmeg, cinnamon... Splenda.
Nutmeg,
cinnamon, Splenda. I also like a shot of sugar-free. What do you have, vanilla?
Yeah.
What are the syrups that you got? I'm going to go ahead and ask the gentleman here if we can go ahead and get a nice combo here, because we like 3 different selections. Well, name your syrups, please.
What flavor?
That's exactly... I'm asking you. Let's go with regular.
Huh?
not regular, please.
Regular?
Regular, yes.
Almond, roca, amaretto, apple, banana, blackberry, blueberry, boysenberry, brown sugar, cinnamon, butter, rum, butterscotch, caramel, cherry, cheesecake, cinnamon, coconut, English coffee, French vanilla, grape, hazelnut, Irish cream, kiwi, lemon, lime, macadamia nut, cream de mint, mandarin, orange, almond, passion fruit, peach, peppermint, pineapple, praline, pumpkin spice, raspberry, classic root beer, strawberry, tiramisu, vanilla bean, watermelon, cream brulee, B52, black cherry, carrot cake, caramel pecan, chocolate fudge, cookie dough, gingerbread, Kahlua, Malibu, Marionberry, peanut butter, pumpkin pie, and toasted marshmallow.
What was your name again?
Carly.
Carly, for a second entertain the thought that I was actually trying to get a gauge of exactly what syrups you had and you just ran through them like that. Do you think I understood any one of those?
What?
Put yourself in my shoes. If I'm looking for a specific syrup that might catch my attention, and I've told you that I have people in the background who are going to be asking me what syrups you have available in a moment, why would you burn through them that quickly where I couldn't understand, like, more than two of them? I think I heard bananas and apples. Now think to yourself, how inferior of a person must you be to have gone ahead and done something like that and affront to me on the telephone machine, which is not a toy, nor is it a game?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Who taught you to use the telephone?
I guess I wasn't trained how to use a telephone.
Do you know wars have been fought over the right to use the telephone?
I'm sorry, I have a customer. Can you hold on a second?
I would prefer not to.
Well, my drive-up customers are here, so I have to try and help them.
Are they African Americans?
No, is this a game?
No, I honestly need to get a gauge here what syrups you have, and you burn through them in less than a minute. You got like 50 of them or something like that. I couldn't understand them.
Okay, well, I have a customer that's here. Get service, so.
Carly, I do not desire to be waiting or put on hold. You will have to take my order now. You will have to go through those syrups for me so I can let you know which ones that we need.
Okay, well, I'm going to call my manager. Why don't you give me your name and number and I'll call you back.
You have caller ID.
No, I don't.
555-1212. Okay.
And your name?
Jack Valente. V-A-L-E-N-T-E.
What was that again?
V-A-L-E-N-T-E.
Okay.
Did you get that? Can you read it back to me?
Jack Valente.
No, I would like you to spell it for me, please. At a grown-up pace.
V-A-L-E-N-T-E.
V, ma'am, V. V.
Okay.
No, V, seriously, you gotta say V, sound it out. V.
Okay, I gotta go. I have a customer here, I'm sorry. I will call my manager and I will return your phone call as soon as possible.
What? Can you have your manager? No. Alright, that was fun. I thought she had been gone for a while. How do I got a new phone here. Let me.
It was okay, I guess. I don't know. That's a good question. Tuck, did you listen to the Stern Show tonight? Or today?
Yeah, I did. I heard that crazy thing that went down with the Ari Lang thing.
Here's the deal. I had a doctor's appointment today. Sat in my car up until like 8:15. And missed it completely. All I know is I heard Artie all day talking just fine, you know, joking around, having a good old time. Next thing I know, I come back from my doctor, you know, I'm out of my doctor's appointment, and they're talking about, you know, oh, something happened with Artie, you know, in the last hour and this, and, you know, they're making comments and stuff. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
It happened out of nowhere, sort of in the middle of the show, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Here's why I'm upset right now, the Howard people, because, you know, I'm like, all right, shit, all right, fine, no problem. I got, at work. I sign in to Sirius Online. I'm going to listen to it on the replay. I'm going to catch it on the West Coast replay. I timed out. I said it happened at this time. And I go on a Stern Fan Network, and I'm hanging out there, and I see everyone's like, yeah, it's going to should come on around 8, you know, 11:20 Eastern, you know, in the replay. And right at that point, I started getting busy at work, and I had to take phone calls, and I couldn't listen to it. And I miss it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, crap, right? So what happens? After work, I'm in my car my way home, and I'm like, and I did the time in my head. I said, perfect. Right when I'm on my way home from work after work, I'll be able to hear it, right? And what happens, they pulled the episode from replay, and they were playing the episode from Monday. They yanked off today's episode off replay.
No.
I was like, fuck, I didn't get to hear it. So I got to hear the lead up, and I got to hear the aftermath, and I read what it's about.
But you didn't hear the thing.
But I never got to hear the actual thing, yeah. That sucks. Why does Syndicate always restart itself? What the fuck? Jeez.
I don't know about Syndicate now. Yeah. I do know that Zola wants everyone to check out his new CD coming out.
Zola has
a new.
He was showing me that. It's at some GeoCity site. It's Rev is hosting it. Rev's got a CD too, and Rev's got a shirt, and he's got a bunch of stuff. Be sure to, we got a.
Well, good for everybody.
Good for everybody. One day I will release.
His son Zola had a CD coming out.
Yeah.
You had a CD coming out. Someone just asked me, am I doing the art for the Madhouse CD? And my answer is, yes, you ever get it out?
Well, yeah, the CD's ready to go. The only reason it has to come out is because I don't have the art for it. But I gotta have something that I can take to Kinko's and have him print XXX amount of copies of it, and I'll cut it by hand. You know, but I can't get the sizing right. You know, I just.
What do you mean you don't have the art for it? What do you mean exactly by that?
Like, I need the inside, I need the outside cover and the inside cover, but I need it in a format that's sized perfectly for the CD. So all I have to do is print it. You know what I mean?
You need it in a template.
Exactly.
So you can take it to the guy.
I could take it to the dude and print it right there.
Let me get on that this weekend.
Awesome,
right? Let me get on this next week or this weekend next week. How's that?
Awesome, good, right? Good. Are you going to draw something?
Cool.
It'd be cool if you could draw Jack Masterson and like Jack Valenti and Eddie Garcia or something like that. That'd be really cool. On the cover, just have
I sent you stuff like a year ago, but you never used it. But so you want something new? I can do that. Yeah.
We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out. I got to brainstorm. I'll let you know. I'll let you know tonight or tomorrow. Yeah.
Cool.
So look out. Yeah, and it's already titled. It's called what was it? What's it called again? How's Your Fat Ass Doing? Milkman titled it. So be sure to check it out. Coming soon. I got to figure out what pranks I'm going to put on there too now. Because we've gotten a lot more of them since I last designed it and picked the calls. We got a lot more better calls now. So I actually got to figure it out. Why
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You updated it. You update the thought process.
That's right. Okay. Social Crime Radio. Who's that? They want to go live. They're live and they want to do a crossover show. Okay. Sure.
Ain't that pledge guy?
Oh, Pedge? Pez Jameson? Is Pedge? Yeah, that's Pedge's thing, right? Yeah, Pedge, he's cool. He called in once. He's an alright guy.
Yeah. Comedy thing.
Comedy shit. Yeah. That guy. The comedian. The funny guy. Yeah, that guy. Alright, good. Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever, Pedge.
Yeah,
sure, dude. Yeah, because call in or something. We'll figure it out. We have an international card here. Okay, we got Pearl Jones. Pearl Jones lives in England, in Lincolnshire. Let's call that. Hang on, next prank call of the night coming up. Excuse me, a prank call to the United Kingdom of America.
Alright, Hollywood's uploading that, that's good. Hollywood Vanja is uploading that. Stern episode today. I didn't get a chance to go to the news group like I normally do. But the news group hasn't been as reliable as it used to be. Where is the ring machine, man? Come on! Killing me here, ain't they, Todd? For a second, I thought that was it.
Hello?
Alright, ain't gonna work. I'm gonna get off this thing.
Yep. They took their phone off the hook, or... or the call failed in the cross cables of the Atlantic, or whatever, something like that. We'll try another number. We got more numbers to call. Don't worry, folks. We got other options here tonight. No need to panic. You know, and I want to mention something. I want to apologize. I'm going to take care of this situation. On Syndicate Radio every week, I'm like the worst, I'm the weakest link as far as Syndicate's concerned. Because the computer I use for the stream is the same one that I use for the Syndicate feed, the video feed, so it pulls up the good audio. That's the one that gets the best feed, gets everybody on there.
Is it currently on fire?
No echo. No. It's not on fire. But it's got my old PC. It's got little RAM on it. You know, it only has like two. I think it has 512 on it, and it's expandable to 3. So I am going to buy some RAM here this weekend and install it in there. I'm going to boost it up to 2 gigs of RAM. I'm going to clean up the OS a little bit. I might just go ahead and reinstall Windows on there or something. You know what I mean? Just going to clean it up, make it streamlined. Because I think the biggest problem that I'm having, you know, with the stream lagging and Syndicate always crashing in the middle of the show. I mean, right now it's all screwed up, so there's no video coming on. The camera is not working because it messed up, because it crashed. And that's not fair to the good people of Syndicate. You know, there's a lot of good listeners we get. I love Syndicate. I was listening to Lego last night. I was listening to Pedro the other day. Politics of Pedro's fun. And I did want to mention, I forgot to mention before, dude, Igon has video of KDK apparently doing his one of his last shows where he was drunk and it was lifting like 2-pound barbells on the camera. Oh man, it is really weird. He's a really weird looking guy now. Like he lost like 15 pounds and he looks very, very skinny, to say the least. But he's actually like drunk and he's like lifting like a 2-pound barbell weight. It's the most hilarious thing to watch. It's like a car wreck. It's hard not to watch it. I asked him to play it. He was playing it earlier tonight.
I have to be honest, the past month I haven't really been paying that much attention to shows and everything, and this is my first week kind of back, sort of like in body and in spirit.
Right. Yeah, well, it's...
But you've
been busy.
So I'm a little out of it, but, you know.
Yeah, it's all right. Well,
I'm busy. What
can I
tell you?
Yeah, well, yeah. Apparently there's video out there of KDK drunk off his ass. Sounds funny.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's got... Hopefully Saigon can make it available publicly. He should put it on YouTube. That'd be great. I'd love to watch it. I'd host it. I definitely host that video. I want you to see it, Tuck. Saigon, get with me, man. Come on, let's do something. Let's hash it out. Well, apparently, the word from Pedge, I don't know what's going on. Pedge said he's going to call in or something. And he's live on the air, whatever that is.
Or something.
He just needs...
Or psychically get with you.
He wants to listen. He wants to cross promote. I offered him a chance last year. I offered him a chance, me and him last year. He could have joined the mouth. And we were going to cross promote and stuff. And he very foolishly crossed the line when it came to me very quickly. And I cut him off in a matter of seconds. You understand that I'm known the folks at SyndicateRadio.tv. But I'm the person who brought down PCR, the force behind that. I had like double agents working for me. Yeah, I had like one. He thought that I was supplying the right information. I was supplying false information. And I had half the. I don't even want to go into it. And then I brought KDK down too.
Yeah. Anyway. Amen.
Yeah, Dr. Lego respects me now. He was out of and now we're all happy again. Dr. Lego. Dr.
Facebook.
Lego's a cool guy, though. Now I'm really cool with Dr.
Facebook.
Lego now. I really, to be honest with you, because you know they're off all next week. They're doing Wednesday and Memory Lane Wednesday, Thursday, and Master Tape Theater, which I fucking despise. I hate Fridays because I hear that stupid Master Tape Theater. If they did a best of, but they pick like one episode from
like the archive shit.
No, I like the archive stuff, and I don't like when they go back and they pick one show from like 1993. That had maybe one good select. Don't put the whole show, you know, maybe...
You're talking about movies
eliminate the news then, and then just pick 3 segments, you know, from 3 different shows, 3 hours from each show, and mix it up, you know, or just, I don't know, either.
They need to kind of, if they're going to do that, they need to sort of like a wrap-up show live, sort of like... touching on what you just heard with a mix in of what's been saying that
right.
way give some content you just heard for an hour or two.
Yeah, well, anyway, well, that Master Tape Theater System, but from what I understand, actually, Fridays on Howard 101 are going to be morning from 6 to 7 is the Howard News Week in Review, which I think was usually didn't come on until 6 p.m. on Fridays. That'll be on at 6 in the morning, 6 to 7. Then after that, Jay Thomas, he's going to be on until 10, I believe, and then at 10, Bubba Lusbunch takes over live. And then after that, they're going to replay Stern.
Oh, going back in the morning. So
yeah, right. And then after that, they're going to replay Stern Fan Roundtable from the night before, I believe. I don't think it's going to be live. I think it's a repeat from the night before, from Thursday nights. That's on Thursday nights at 7, I believe. And then I think there's another Bubba repeat after that. Is it 10? No, it's not 10. No. Master Tape's on at like 8 or 9 or 7 or something like that. It's not on this late. I don't know. Because Zolar used to go on, and I used to listen to him before the show started. Anyway, Ted Webb is here. Ted, how you doing, man? Bon Chata, or whatever it is that you say.
Bon Fuego El Fernando to.
I realize how difficult it is to have friends on the East Coast because you guys are already, like, chilling, and I'm just getting off work. It's like that three-hour difference, you know?
Dude, I know you're friends with the guy, but I'm watching videos Saigon's playing in the Syndicate chat room of KDK working out, and he's using a two-pound barbell. He's using a two-pound barbell, yet he's smoking a cigarette at the same time. What a dumbass. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a great workout.
He's practicing for...
I don't know what he's practicing for. He's getting buff. Good God. He's wearing an undershirt.
He's been on cam a lot lately.
He's wearing like a greasy undershirt, and he's doing that thing where like he's like showing off his armpit. He's got like his right arm, like his hand is all the way around his left side of his head, you know what I mean? Like he's got his hand behind him, but it's like wrapped like a snake. I don't know. Whatever, dude. Weird dude. But anyway, Ted, check that out. I know you all night with... that. Anyway, he's got like a greasy wife beater shirt on too. And now Zolar is showing Siobhan. Thank you very much for that. You just ruined my night. Zolar, you're officially, you get negative one gold star for the night. That's your fault, Zolar. Think about the mistake
How
you just
that
made.
Work? Do you cut a star out of our paper or something like that? How do you?
No, I
negative gold star.
I write down on the paper a negative one, and when Zolar gets a star, he's back to zero. He's like Jeopardy. So right now he's actually got a negative count, but he has a chance to make that up.
Have you seen the new Monopoly?
No.
Have you seen Monopoly updated for the millennium with the credit card system?
No, really? Why? Did they really do that?
There's an electronic Monopoly now where you have like you have your money on a card.
Mm-hmm.
So you use the credit card instead of paper money.
So you can technically go bankrupt in Monopoly? That'd be great.
Yeah, so you can simulate your real life in Monopoly where you spend more money than you have.
Yeah. Is it made in China? Because that would be ironic.
Oh, boy, real life.
I know, exactly. Yeah, anyway, we got to do some prank calls, everybody. What? Milkman said he was going to call in, and that son of a bitch never called in, man. What the hell? Jesus Christ. I want to announce everybody who's wondering where Milkman is at. Milkman got a job, a new job. He started a new job this week. Unfortunately, he is working nights. So he is absolutely not available to do the show with us for some time, but he said he would make an effort to call in.
Damn, dude.
He will make an effort to call in at the 10:30 to 11 o'clock hour. We're going to keep the phone lines open. That's why I've been here stalling. I've been waiting for Milkman to call in because I feel bad. He's like the number two man on the show. We're going to be without him for who knows how long until the job he's on changes or they change his hours. And it's not the same show without Milkman.
I could take the place of Milkman.
Yeah, but you're never here now. Look how you came super late today. I had Tuck over here, and you know how Tuck is.
No, I'm not saying consistently, but I could right now.
You can do the
voice. And then I wouldn't replace Milkman.
All right, so now everybody,
I'm
you're...
saying it straight out.
Now we have a substitute Milkman.
I could do it.
Do it, Ted, for the rest of the night. Do it, or just for now. That'd be great. That'd make me feel better, because I missed the poor fucker. All right.
Carlito.
Hey, Milkman, how you doing? You got to cut your mic in and out, too. Don't forget to do that eventually, occasionally, so everybody understands. Oh, that's that one Milkman guy.
We've got a long production line here of Rascal Scooter.
There you go. All right, good. Good to hear you, Milkman. All right, anyway, we've been stalling for a long time. Let's go ahead and try England again. We're going to call Dick Thomas. Dick Tommy. In just a moment here, folks, the next prank call of the night is now. I gotta play a song. I can't play these background instrumentals all night. They kill me. Let's play this one called Mincemeat. DTT saying hi. Hi, DTT. How you doing, man?
The villain ain't rhyming off bread alone. Let him get some cognac, a mic, and a headphone. Smoke.
Hello?
Mr. Thomas?
Speaking.
Good evening. How are you, my friend? My brother?
I'm trying to sell something at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah? Is it 4 o'clock? You don't say.
Good day.
No, good night. I consider it night. Let me try to call him back. You didn't even let me get into it, man. I was just about to hook him. Man, I don't have the prank juice in my head. I don't even...
Thinker.
I honestly... It might be nice if I hung up the phone.
I honestly don't know that I'm going to be able to... I don't know that I'm going to make it another year of doing shows. This is the kind of show that I do. The last 2 weeks, it's weird. This show, like, I'll have 2 good weeks and I have 2 weeks. This is the last. This is the bottom one. Next week, I'm sure we're going to have a kick-ass show, man. It's going to be great. Can't wait for next week's show. Everyone, you should just tune out right now and just listen to next week's show. Why not? Anyway. So, Ted, what have you been up to now? You've been working on your dissertation. How's that going for you?
Alright.
That would suck to have to...
I'm working on a book, basically.
Okay. Is it going to be used in teaching, or just like, what's the deal?
It's going to be a book. It's going to be a book used to teach reverse engineering.
Okay. I didn't know there was a process to reverse engineering. How do you teach reverse engineering? I guess. I mean, do you? I guess there's whole methods of breaking something down, the processes, and the way it works, and stuff like that. It's kind of clandestine, though, man.
I'm going to approach it through, like, exercises, like, series of exercises using different tools, that kind of thing. Like,
so
build it through experience.
So are we talking reverse engineering as in, you know, one country, taking, like, technology that one company has and copying it, learning how to copy it effectively, or are we talking more of, like, you know...
There's a much more like legitimate use of reverse engineering, like one of which is to like maintain software that was written a long time ago, but there's no documentation for it.
Okay.
So you'll use tools to like discover what it does, so that you could fix it if it breaks or enhance it if it needs it.
True.
Then like let's say you find a virus, like you have a file infected with a virus. You can use reverse engineering to understand how the virus works, how it infects files, stuff like that. So cool. There's like a lot of different uses for it that are, you know, things that people do every day at work.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
if you worked...
You saw a big need for that before in the lead up to Y2K. You know, we had a lot of technology from the 80s and in some cases 70s and some infrastructure as late as the 60s or more, I would say, that had to be reverse engineered to an extent in order to make it compliant for Y2K. Do you feel that the Y2K scare was legitimate? Was it indeed as towards it where really were successful in keeping a lot of problems from happening? Or do you think it was just a paper tiger or not really the problem that it appeared to be?
Well, I can tell you what I know, and that is that there is a lot of new tools and techniques that came about as a result of Y2K. Like, there was a lot of work done to repair these older programs, and software engineers at IBM, like, mostly related to the mainframe, were on a 24-hour schedule for a month before the year change and a month after for any problems that they may come up from things that they missed.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a serious effort. That's all I know, like a serious effort to repair a lot of software. But, I mean, 70% of the world's source code is in COBOL, which
right.
was most of the code that had the problem. And, you know, to think that they could have efficiently gone through billions and billions and billions of lines of code and caught everything, probably not. I think they caught the most important things, because some things did go offline and things like that, but I don't know if it really would have, like, if there were systems that had the year gone to 00, that the system would have shut down and we would have lost a bunch of things.
Right, like planes would have fallen off and the light grids, electric grids would have collapsed. Off the top of my head, I'm summoning the forces of 1997 when I was a comp sci a major at the University of Central Florida. COBOL is computer something business oriented language. Is that, am I anywhere close?
Yeah, you are. It's common business oriented language. It's very funny. But
okay.
The goal of the language, which was a complete and utter failure, was to make computer programming easy enough for a business person to do.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
And of course, that was a ridiculous goal, because no matter how you make a language, the person still has to understand
programming. You have to
understand,
yeah,
right, of programming.
You have to understand. I did a lot of programming when I was in high school, and my first 2 years in college, 97, 98, leading into 99, I did a lot of programming in C and Pascal, which is no longer existing. It was a great learning tool. Yeah, but
Pascal is a good learning language.
Yeah,
it's used to teach structured programming. You know, like good programming techniques. And
it makes it like you basically, it's like you're programming in C, but they give you a lot of rules so you can't really mess up that bad. Wow, we're talking about programming. This is really bad. All right, Nunu saying
shut
it, you geeks. Yeah. You want to call in? I got.
I'll call in.
You wonder why Tech TV failed.
Dude, I love Tech. I loved Tech TV and the old ZDNet. Don't talk. That's Comcast is the reason it failed. Those jerks. Those assholes. Comcast, I'm stuck with their service here. God. Everyone else in Central Florida has Bright House, the old Time Warner here. Great service. What do I get stuck with? Comcast. Because I'm in one little strip of, you know, Orlando, like, is stuck with Comcast. Jeez. Horrible service. Horrible customer service. Horrible everything all together. Bright House was great.
I'm calling you.
And I used to complain so much about Bright House. We're waiting for a call from Ted. Milkman never called in. We're waiting on a call here from Mr. Ted. Friday's almost upon us. We're about an hour. We're about 50, about 45 minutes away. Less than that.
I'm going to assume this is the Ted.
I'm gonna
ask. Hey, man. All right, good. You haven't missed much. We're just saying Ted was gonna call in. Excuse me. Are you dialing numbers?
Yeah, I could dial.
Okay, I am looking.
Why do I hear myself?
I don't know. Are your computer turned on? Are your audio on the computer on?
Yeah, I do.
Is it coming through?
Let me go.
Channel. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking about getting a PBX, like a virtual PBX kind of thing for the show. Might be kind of cool. So we can all conference each other legitimately without, you know, crappiness. And callers can call in on the toll-free line and get through in the PBX and all that. We can call through. It'll be really fun, actually. I would like to try another conference show one day. That was fun. Had a lot of fun. Did I mention that I did mention last week Turd Burglar made contact. He's out there, and he's coming back for on leave pretty soon. Sid is going to check in with us here. Do some pranks. Looking forward to that.
Yay, it's live!
Yeah, alright.
Yippee!
Ted, are you in the IRC? You're not in the IRC, so I can't send you this info.
Oh, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. Let me Google it to you here while you get in there.
Wait, let me get in the...
Oh, shit. Too late. Too late. Sent it all. Anyway, if you do want to reach us again, you want to send in your prank call request. I know we're running a little slow tonight, but you can do so. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers. Again, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers. That is Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Toll-free line is not open now, but if you do want to call in later, it is 1-888-278-8509. Let me know when you're dialing, so I don't start talking.
Okay, I'm calling, and I can hear myself for some stupid reason.
What the fuck?
I don't have anything. I don't have stereo mix on.
That's weird. Is this through your computer that you're talking to me now?
Yeah. I hear myself back.
I don't know what to tell you. Is your stream... that wouldn't make sense. No, not that. I'm thinking, do you have Winamp open? But no, it'd be on delay, so that's not the deal.
Lancashire, Tony. Dialing anybody.
Well, good luck. Hopefully we can make it happen. I got some new stuff to talk about after we do some pranks here.
God, okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Morning. Can I speak to Gary Jones, please?
Speaking.
How are you, sir?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Jack from the pub. Bastard. Calling him right back.
Did he hang up?
He's a bastard.
I hit mute at the same time. I don't know, maybe you thought that noise. Got this new phone, man. It's awesome. It makes little noises like that. I can put you on hold. Take you off a hold.
Gary?
Yeah?
I was just going to ask you if I could have a wank with your sister. Is that possible?
He's not having it.
Nope.
Well, we're still... Who was that, anyway? Was that Richard Pohl?
Gary Jones.
Oh, Gary Jones. You started from the top. That's right. Duh. I heard you say Gary.
We got Pearl Jones.
Pearl. I tried to call her. She didn't say anything, but try her.
My computer's all fucked up with the old card that's built.
It's probably Vista. I'd blame Vista on it.
Blame Vista for everything.
Did you hear Windows 7 is probably going to be modular?
That could mean anything.
This is an answering machine.
It is.
It's an answering
machine. Leave your message after the tone.
Hello? I've never spoken to an answering machine. However, I've spoken with an answering machine. This is a message for Pearl Jones. Wanted to know if I could come over and have a spot of tea. Earl Grey preferred 2 lumps. Preferably not on the head, thank you. Bye-bye. God, it's terrible. I can hear my echo back.
Yeah, that sucks. Anyway, so the deal is, with Windows 7, the next, you know, the successor to Vista, if you want to call it that, it's going to be modular to the point where, like, you install your basic OS, and then from there, anything else that you want, you're actually going to pay for it extra. You know what I mean? Like, you can get the Office package, and it'll probably install, like... You know, I don't know, it'll probably install, like, Office. It'll probably cost, like, $100. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get the whole thing.
Yeah, they're trying to go to the subscription model of software so people stop pirating stuff.
Exactly. So you're going to get it directly from Microsoft, install it on your computer. It's a pretty ingenious way of getting people to stop pirating. I don't know.
Install it on your computer.
Yeah, maybe you have to buy everything in pieces. You can't just have the whole Windows XP or like you do now.
Hello.
Hello?
May I speak with Richard, please?
Who is this, please?
Oh, this is Gary Jones. I live in Lincolnshire.
Yes, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, yes, I know, but I talked to Dr. Jones about...
Dr. Jones?
Yes, I've been seeing him for some sleep problems I've been having.
No, we haven't.
This is Dr. Jones, this is the number I have.
Well, my husband is not speaking to any doctor about a sleep problem, and you just woke me up.
No, I have a sleep problem, and I've been speaking to him, he's a physician.
No, and then my husband is Mr. Pohl.
He's a physician.
No, he isn't.
Dr. Pohl?
He's not a doctor.
Oh, my goodness. My insurance company is going to be upset about this. I've been going to Dr. Pohl.
took her like an hour to hang up the phone, too. Coughing over here. How'd that happen, huh? How'd I start coughing? I have no idea.
Well, if you don't cough, you don't get off, kitten. Yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
That's right. Can you dial her? That was Pearl, right? Oh, no, that was Pole.
Pole, you want me to call Pole back?
Yeah, let me see if I can talk to Mr. and Ms. Pole. Mrs. Pole, I suppose.
More Pole to you.
I almost ruined that by talking over it.
Hello?
Mrs. Pole?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, good evening, ma'am. I'm calling with to see how you're doing on your ProTime supplies. I understand Dr. Pole... she's not going to go for it. I wanted to place an order with her. Fuck.
They don't take shit at all. They just no.
Alright, I'm going to call back one more time.
God, I suck.
I suck too, so don't feel bad.
Nah, you're the only funny thing tonight.
If she picks up, it'll be a miracle.
It is England.
I'll be here for the miracle.
Hello. Is this the Pole Moving Company? I'm waiting on my sofa. Is this the Pole? Hello?
Hello?
Well, she did pick up.
Hello? Mrs. Pole?
I don't think it's going to happen. New news mentioned in the...
Oh, can I talk to Dr. Shaft?
Ted, you wanker, we mostly get free health care here. I guess they don't have insurance over there, do they?
I think they do.
I think they still get supplemental, because they still got to pay some shit.
They always got to pay some shit.
Yeah, like...
Except in Canada, where they pay you.
Well, you know, Sean was explaining to me, I don't know if I should be talking about this. Well, he said this on the air. He said this on the air on our show once, so I guess it's okay to talk about. Sean in Canada, like, he had a problem with one of his testicles, and he had to get it removed. Sean Ward, we're talking about here. And he said, like, they covered the removal, but to get the prosthetic put in, he had to pay for it, and it was, like, really expensive. Like, he wanted to get the prosthetic, and they said, no, we'll just take it out. We'll take the nut, but we won't put in a, you know... They wouldn't have put in his nudicle.
They wouldn't put even a hollow Easter egg in there.
Nothing. I was like, give him the marble while they got it open, you know, and just stick something in there for you. You know? But they weren't having it. You know, nice sanitized. You know what I would get? If I had to get, like, my testicles chopped off or something, you know, or, you know, removed, I would keep the sack, and I would have them put in two of those Chinese meditation balls. The balls that go ding-ding-ding-ding. You know, and
lava.
Yeah, you know, those Chinese worry balls or whatever. The two that...
Try and convince a woman that they're good for her health.
Yeah, I would say to say, I'd juggle them in front of her and have her try to do it. You know, and I'd give her the little card that comes, you know, with it, you know, that tells you the story.
Oops, I hit the call.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, this is Richard Pole.
Yes.
Is this Mrs. Thomas?
Yes.
Good morning. Calling from the... Oh, God. Hold on a second. I've got something stuck in my throat. I'm all right now.
Yeah, you're calling from which club?
I'm calling from Tesco.
Yes.
I found a wallet here.
Yes.
Says Mrs. Thomas, and has this number in it.
I don't know how you got it, because I've got a stroke and I don't go out.
I shouldn't be going out either. I've got this horrible problem with my throat.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll definitely do. Which Tesco branch is this?
It's right about Bilsby, not too far from you.
Is that Skegness or...
I've got a problem with my throat. Hold on, I've got to clear it.
Yeah.
I'm all right now.
Yeah. So which branch of Tesco is it?
It's the one on the Bilsby there, right off of Bilsby.
Skegness or Grimsby?
All right, I didn't understand what you said.
But which Tesco is it?
Can I get my associate to talk to you, because I'm hard of
hearing? Yes.
Okay, one moment.
Hello?
Yes. Good evening. Are you calling from a Skegness of or a Grimsby branch?
The latter.
She's Grimsby.
That's the one, the Prince
of Grimsby, yeah.
That's right. You're familiar with it.
Yes, I'll get the gentleman.
Okay.
It's my shopping to call in and collect the card.
Okay, we would appreciate it if you would come down post haste. Are you coming yourself? Or
all
are you,
right, I'm asking to.
Who are you bringing? Who are you sending?
Mr. Bill O'Mackey, boys will come.
Okay.
I'll be seeing his wife tomorrow morning. So.
He's no longer allowed in the store.
We need to add him to the list. We need his social security number, if you don't mind, please, so we can add him to the list.
Why?
Well, he needs the access list. We need his social security number in order to place him on it.
What for?
Again, we need to put him on the list if he's coming down to get access. So we would need his
social.
We need his social security number.
Oh, well, I can't do it like that. I have no idea about things like that.
Well, do you have any
number? I'd rather the police come down.
Do you have a number?
We should know his next of kin also.
Do you have a...
I have no idea, sorry.
Do you have a number we can put down? Any, a phone number?
No, I haven't.
A library card number?
No, I haven't.
A lottery ticket number he has played? What is... Anything, any number. Perhaps you can come up with a random number in your head.
No, I can't. I'll phone the police tomorrow and ask them what to do.
I wouldn't...
How about how many times a week he wanks? Do you have that number?
How many times a week or what?
How many times a week he has a wank? Do you know how many times?
No, I don't.
I guess that's awfully personal information, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
how many? Would be a police matter.
How many would you imagine? Is he? I think he's a five time a day kind of guy.
5 times a day, what?
Five wanks a day. I think he can put out. I think he squeezes out 5 wanks.
Do you think he'd be reaching into knee cartilage at that point?
I have no idea what you're talking about now.
Well, you know the cartilage in the knee. It's where the knee bone connects to the thigh bone.
Is that anything to do with computers you're talking about?
Absolutely.
The thigh bone connects to the hip bone.
We're talking...
Hip bone connects to...
The you understand, he seems to be one of the few people out there who still speak this language, COBOL.
No, I don't speak it, no.
You don't speak COBOL whatsoever?
No.
What about Pascal?
Hey, this is one less we have to put into carbonite.
All right, Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Well, she did something I said finally.
She terminated the call. She's
like, okay, I will. Okay.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, for Christ's sake.
This bad, awful fucking stink coming off my leg.
Fucking marrow.
No.
All right. What's next? She seems to be one of the few people out there who still speak...
Dick Thomas.
No, I don't speak it, no.
Make you don't speak COBOL whatsoever?
No.
What about Pascal?
Entering coordinates. Hey, this is one less we have to put into carbonite.
All right, Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was an instant replay brought to you by Madhouse Munchies, madhousemunchies.com. Ha 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 ha! don't you just leave it off the hook, them old lady? Oh, shit. That's good. Hollywood's asking, no Reclude tonight. No, I haven't seen Reclude all week. He didn't email me a new prank of his to play tonight. I'm going to get to that in a little bit here. But no, I haven't seen... I've tried to make contact with Rec, and I haven't seen him, so... I don't think he's going to make it tonight unless he comes in late. Sometimes he comes in after midnight. I don't think I'm going to be on after midnight, which means he got up another half hour worth of show here, but... Whatever. I must say I look pretty good today. I got my Hawaiian shirt on, and I got my captain's hat on. I am very tropical tonight. I almost look a little Puerto Rican tonight. Think about it. Look at the camera right there.
You don't sound like you're from this country.
Yeah, and to the... I forgot who it was that said I should prank call 98 and tell them that I stole their phone. First of all, this phone cost me $9. I have a cheat and a mute button on it, and it holds memory, and it's not cordless, so I'm using it. All right, who are we calling now Big Ten? Did you get the number? I got the Walshes here. Did you get those?
Call 7-Eleven first.
7-Eleven. I got some numbers here in the U.S. also. Don't forget. Got some other ones here. We already called Bigfoot Java.
Hi. Hello. Ground control to Houston.
I don't know what the hell that was. Let me blend this phone. What the hell was that? Stupid.
Did you drop it in the coffee?
I don't know. Yeah, it sounded like he was like brewing coffee or something, right? Like he dropped it in there. In the coffee grinder.
Fuck this phone. Fucking
assholes are going to grind their phone while... Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's try the next 7-Eleven.
Let's do that. Everybody, thank you for listening. Madhouse Radio is still live, of course. Probably for another 30 to 45 minutes. Right now you're listening to Ted and Carlito prank calling England.
Carlito.
Tomorrow we go airplane.
Yeah, hello?
No. They're tracing us.
Trace complete, thank you.
Right.
Ah!
Oh! God!
Bastard! Why is it now whenever I copy numbers out of Windows Explorer, I get funny, weird characters?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you should just blame Vista.
Bastard.
That's what I've been doing all night. Blaming Vista.
Okay, McKee Road. This has got to work.
Dude, I keep getting... All night on Justin.tv, server connection failed, that's all I get.
I noticed, I think they're over their capacity, because when Dave is on, he's choppy as all hell.
Yeah, but right now, I'm like, it's all night, it's been saying server connection, I thought it was working for a while, but it's not even on. Fuck.
It got popular, that's what happened.
I guess. I'm gonna bring down the encoder.
486 under somebody's desk is overloaded.
Probably. Whatever.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I bought a printer there and I'm having trouble with it.
Who is this?
This is Jack.
Huh?
This is Jack?
No.
I'm not Jack?
No.
Then who am I?
What is your name?
My name is Jack. Okay?
Okay.
I bought a printer there and it's not functioning properly. This is like the worst customer service in the world. Like, you call a 7-Eleven and they don't know what you're talking about. They don't say,
they just
sorry,
sit there.
I can't help you.
Yeah, it's like, click.
I'm going to put the phone down. No, it's just like, fuck, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, fuck this. Let me just act like it's like la, 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 la kind of thing almost. You know, they just hang up. Bastards. And who buys printers at 7-Eleven, Ted? Seriously. Come on.
All right. I'm going to call the UK number. Sean Walsh.
Sean Walsh.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling for Mr. Walsh, please.
Who's this?
This is Jack. I'm responding to an advert.
Do you think it's only you've got this time when we're coming?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
And again, I think she was rubbing it down there for a second.
Yeah.
Let's try to call, who was that lady we were calling? Pearl or Pole?
Pole.
Call Pole back. Let's try to get Pole back on the line.
And you say you're a technician?
That's funny. And you say you're a lie technician? I believe it.
Hello?
Hello? God, you scared me, Ted. Terminate the call, Ryan.
Ryan, she picked up, but...
She's not. Okay, we got the Abbey Lodge Inn just came in. This is in Lincolnshire. What's with all the shires, man? Come on, guys. All you Brits. Lancashire, that's right, I do say sure. That's right, Lancashire. Let me play some bed music here, because we're dragging. Get some music going here. Get some vibrosity in here. There's a new one I just sent you. That's to the Abbey Lodge Inn. I did want to mention a quick news story here, if I could. In Florida, a woman was caught hanging upside down from a tree in a McDonald's parking lot. After a confrontation she had inside. Apparently she's 24, and she was at a McDonald's in Fort Myers, Florida. Fort Pierce. Apparently she went in and she said that the service was unacceptable and started pulling on the cashier, who was like a teenager, and got into an argument, a discussion, and she exited the store, began hanging upside down on a tree in the store parking lot before laying on the hood of her car. She came back inside and asked if they had fired the cashier, and then she pushed a customer. And apparently, I don't know what that's about. Why would you sit in a tree and hang upside down? Like she's a bat or something. Was she like trying to intimidate them like she was a vampire or something? Maybe that's what it was. I would get scared. What are you singing?
Batman.
Yeah. Isn't Batman technically a vampire? Well, I guess not. I mean, he doesn't suck blood, but I think Batman's pretty vampire-ish. He's probably... Batman's evil. I'm waiting for that Batman movie. The new Batman movie looks like it's going to be, you know, some Cracker Jack shit. I'm looking forward to that. Everyone, be sure to go to batmanthemovie.com. I bet you that is a website.
You are one of the biggest bonds.
All right, where's the Abbey Lodge? Are we doing that?
7-Eleven. Yeah, dude, what's going on?
How much?
Hey, man, look, I bought some Swisher Sweets up in there, and they taste like shit, dog.
I don't know what to do about that, man.
Yo, man, you be selling expired Swisher Sweets, man.
We'll call back and talk to Phyllis in the morning time.
No, who? Talk to who?
To Phyllis.
Who that?
That's the owner.
Well, I don't want to talk to her.
Well, too bad.
I gotta sell
sort of
man.
What an asshole. Too bad.
Too bad.
Too bad, bitch.
Too bad about your Swiss.
Dude, yo, fuck your Swiss sweets, bitch.
Dog.
Put him back on the line. I would like to talk to him, Ryan.
Put him back on the phone, please.
Please, please connect the call, Ryan.
I can't remember which number it was. No, look up the history.
It was 711, that's the number. 711.
711.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Do you know, I wanted to mention real quick, do you know when I spoof my caller ID using a SpoofTel? A spoof card, you know? I always put their area code and then 555-1212. And if everybody wants to know what number that is, in any area code in the United States, if you dial...
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
If you dial 555-1212, try it on your own and see what it does.
I can't remember which number I dialed. I guess I'm going to just guess which one.
Yeah, whatever. It would be nice to get the same dude again. DTT announcing he loves KDK. Very good. Beautiful.
Hey.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Not gonna answer it.
No, I did not misread.
Hello, you've reached Phyllis Seidler.
What?
You can start your message now.
Who the hell is you?
Yes, I have the cure for Phyllis. It's in my pants.
Ooh,
that's all I got.
Thank you.
That's all I got. Excuse me.
All right, maybe this is him.
DTT in the chat room stating, quote, I want KDK's uncut penis. All right.
Good he has deal. An uncut penis?
That's what DTT says.
He doesn't want to make fun of me before I can... Sir.
Hello?
Are you circumcised?
Excuse me?
Do you have a cut penis? Do you have a hooded stranger?
They have a retarded snake.
You're still trying to hang up?
He's still on the line?
He was trying to hang up.
I think he's embarrassed that he... I don't know. Of whatever it is that he is.
Private issue.
Try to get him back. Or another 7-Eleven would be great. There's always a 7-Eleven in Japan. I should call them.
Let's just start a lot in Japan. I don't like talking to people in the United States anymore.
You need the number?
Give me 7-Eleven Japan, what I get.
Oh, go for it. Lonesome Loser has one.
That's funny, it comes up as Oakland, California.
Oakland, California. Google Maps is really fucked up a lot, especially on my phone. Like, I use the, you know, Google Maps client, you know, on my smartphone. Like, I have Windows Mobile.
Uh-huh.
It really messes up. Like, if I put in, like, you know, I can put in my location if I want to find a business. Like, they say, oh, put in pizza and you'll find directions to it. It pulls up, like, a totally different state every time. Retarded. Did you find the number?
No, this is something. All
right, I'm working on it. We're going to be calling Japan here soon, everybody.
Hey.
And finally,
good evening. Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay. I have something to say. You either karate do yes or karate do no. You karate yes, so.
7-Eleven.
Soon is squashed just like a grape.
Oh man, that was funny. You karate do yes. Oh, this is 7-Eleven. Can you put him back on the line for me?
Yes.
I sent you the wrong number. No. Son of a bitch. Can you figure that out?
Yes, so.
If you look at the number where it says 011 after the comma 8, that's where the number is.
Okay.
I think that is. I sent you the address.
This is the same guy.
Cool. I'll take this. Yeah, guy, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, guy. I mean, it was just a curious thing. A gentleman just called over here, threatened my father to cut his, karate chop his door in half with his hand, his right hand, not his left hand, his right hand. That's balls. Right hand is a ass-wiping hand. And I'm sure you agree with me, it is very important to keep your right hand splinter-free as much as possible, and you shake with the right hand only. A man who does not have a right hand is a man without honor. And you put that man back on the phone who threatened me with the karate, because I'm going to have a good word with him.
Sorry, what is the company? I did something wrong. Maybe you can come here and listen up to me. I'm going to help you. Thanks.
What did you say in English?
Thank you, sir.
Patient's gone. No, they're not. Now they're gone.
Ryan, terminate the patient.
Ryan, pull the plug, please. All right, call Japan.
Japan.
I got some more. I got a Costco in Japan, if you can believe it. I actually have Costco's there. Who knew? Oh, man. I've got the bamboo house. Nagai Stadium.
Hi. Hello.
Mushi mushi.
Mushi mushi.
You speak English?
Mushi mushi.
English, please.
Mushi mushi.
Domo arigato. English. My name is Master Shredder. Put somebody speak English.
I don't know what the hell that was, dude. It was kind of weird. Let me try dialing. Tell you what, I'm gonna send you.
You gotta call like a hotel because only they would guaranteed speak English.
Yeah, well, I had the New York Grill. We called them once. I told a lady that my name was Vagina Jones.
New York Grill in Japan.
Yeah, I got it here. I called and I said my name was Vagina Jones. I talked about this last week. I said it. She's like, "Who's this?" I was like, "Vagina Jones," you know. And then when I called back later, she's like, "Oh, Mr. Vagina." I was like, "Yeah, you remembered my name. Thanks. All right, make that so. I'll take this one.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that lady speaks English. Maybe she'll remember me. She'll say it too. Oh, is this Mr. Vagina?
Mr. Vagina.
True story, though. That 7-Eleven there, that's where I talked to the woman who was actually sexually aroused by me when I told her I looked like Brad Pitt. I got her to admit that she was into Americans. Mushi mushi. Mushi mushi. Hi, how are you? Do you speak English?
Yes, how may I help you?
Oh, great. I'd like to make reservation machines.
Yes. When would you like to come here, sir?
As soon as possible. Are you seating in the next hour?
Oh, today's lunch?
Well, how about tonight? Tonight will be good. I don't know what time it is. I'm a crazy American person.
Sure.
I don't have a phone machine.
Okay, how many people in your party, sir?
We're going to have three people, myself, my brother who's on the line with me, and a mistress.
Okay, four persons.
Three person, yes.
94 three person at the New York New restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to Japan.
No, honey. We're in New York, and we're going to Japan to the New York restaurant.
Everything's really inefficient.
I understand. Do you need my name?
Do you prefer the not smoking or smoking pizza?
Oh, you people smoke? How vile.
Yeah.
I like a taste of nicotine. Go ahead and put me in for smoking.
Smoking pizza?
There's nothing like having that kind of ass juice in your face while you're eating. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for tainting my food with tar.
Could you wait a moment, please, sir?
I'd rather not.
Tough game.
She still puts me on hold.
She's fucking up the rotation.
I know. Fuck. She's holding on to it, letting it burn. Nick C. recommends that we ask if we can put meat on her grill. I don't get it. We got a request to ask for the cream of some young guy. It's always a classic from
Thank
Wayne's World.
Thank you very
World.
Much for holding, sir.
Good. Would you like my name, please?
What time are you coming tonight?
We would like to come in 7 p.m.
I'm sorry?
7 p.m.
7 p.m., sure.
All right. Yeah, huh?
May I have your reservation name, please, sir?
Yes, you can put that under vagina.
Could you give us the ring, please?
V-A-G-I-N-A.
V-I-N-A, thank you. And the first name is?
That is the first name.
Oh, sorry, the last name is?
The last name is Jones. J-O.
Jones.
N-E-S. I'm sorry, could you read?
N-E-A.
Yes, did you get the name?
Yes, Mr. The last name is J-O-N-E-A.
And the first? Ma'am?
Is that correct?
Yes, what is the first name?
Oh, sorry. The first name is J-O-N-E-A.
Okay.
Okay, and may I have a contact number?
No, that's not right. It's V-A-G-I-N-A.
V-A-G-I-N-A. Is this your first name?
That is the last name.
The last name. The first name is?
Jones.
Jones?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And may I have a contact number, please, in Japan?
Phone has an American phone number.
Okay, so where are you staying at?
I'm staying at the Sheraton Inn and Suites and Casino here in Tokyo.
Sheraton?
Yes.
Miyako Hotel?
Yep.
Okay.
We're on the coconut deck. Huh? Did you get the name?
Last name is Vagina?
No, Vagina.
Vagina, sorry.
No, Vagina.
Vagina.
Okay, one more time, please.
Mr. Vagina?
That's the one. That's what the ladies call me. That's what you'll be calling me tonight, because I own the vagina. I'm the click commander, the vagina owner. Mr. Vagina, you'll be calling me all night tonight. Or whatever you guys call your god, you'll be banging a gong like, boom, Mr. Vagina. I'm like, that's right. What's my name, baby? Mushy, mushy, mushy. Hello?
Thank you very much for calling. May I confirm your reservation?
Yes, please confirm it.
Thank you very much. See you tonight.
All right, I'll see you tonight. That's right, she'll be calling me Mr. Vagina tonight. We'll have to check in with her later.
I think she was kind of on to it. I don't know.
Oh, no, they dig it. They dig American men over there. They think, they hear a voice like mine, like, ooh. He might look like, because, you know, we have this, you know, I'm thinking she's probably some very hot Asian girl, you know. She's probably thinking some very hot American guy who looks like Brad Pitt or, I don't know, Jack Black or something like that. That's, you know, she's probably all like, ooh, this is an American man. He's, you know, I bet you everyone over there has fantasies about sleeping with a blue-eyed, white, Caucasian man like you, Ted. So
I don't have blue eyes.
Oh, whatever. Why do you have to ruin it, man? We didn't know that. What are they, black? You're Italian, aren't you? Probably.
I'm Southern Italian. I have dark hair, dark eyes.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
Olive skin.
You probably have African in you, don't you?
Actually, some of my relatives fled to Libya for a while during World War II, but no jungle fever.
Yep.
That I know of.
Yep. Cool. let's do one or two more calls before we wrap it up here tonight. It's almost midnight now. Not going to do a late show tonight, but we're having fun still. Mm-hmm. Always good to do Vagina Jones. Always good to call Japan. Do you need numbers? I have more numbers in Japan, or if you name a country, I can probably find it. Got Guam here.
Call India.
Ooh. I don't know about India. Let me see if I got India. Do you have any India numbers? We should ask for takeout. No, I
for
just
Indian restaurants in, like, the UK.
Let's see here. Circle K, 7-Eleven. I put in India, and I'm getting, like, Dunkin' Donuts, Indian guy answered, you know, that kind of deal. I got the Anagan.
Fan out of the way.
Here we go. This is in New South Wales, which I believe is New Zealand. This is the Anagan Indian Curry House, apparently. Let me get this over to you here. I remember it might be a little tricky to read it because it's kind of like a...
Wow, there isn't a whole lot of parks in India. It's a pretty big wasteland.
Yeah, it looks really drab. There's not much that grows there either. Anyway, I sent you the number to the Anagan Indian Curry House in Newport, New South Wales. Jesus Christ. Saigon says that DTD loves that place. I absolutely agree. And he loves KDK also, which is good.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Just a moment here for New South Wales. They speak English there, don't they? Yeah.
I'm ready, can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to make order for takeout.
Speak up.
I'd like to place an order.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'd like 2 lamb rogan josh.
2 lamb rogan josh?
Yeah, 2 lamb rogan josh.
Yes.
2 chicken biryani.
Sorry, we don't have chicken biryani.
2 keema naan.
2 keema naan, yes.
And 2 chicken tikka masala.
So, 2 lamb rogan josh, 2 keema naan, 2 chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
When do you like to pick up, sir?
About 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Can I... Oh, sorry, sir. Lamb rogan josh. No. Lamb rogan josh will not be ready within a half an hour. It will take more.
Yeah?
Yeah, we just to get the raw meat in now. Delivery is coming.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah. So, what's the problem?
I got lamb korma and lamb and spinach. Lamb spinach is similar to lamb rogan josh.
You don't have lamb rogan josh?
Lamb rogan josh is just... The raw meat is just delivered now. It will be take more than hour to cook up. So when do you like to... half an hour is not possible, sorry.
Okay, how about 1 hour then?
It should be all right. Yeah.
Okay, so repeat the order, please.
Yes, sir.
1 chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
1 lamb rogan josh.
Yes.
2 chicken biryani.
Chicken biryani we are not doing anymore.
Right.
This shop is now under new management.
Mm-hmm.
So that menu is a bit changed, the previous one and new one.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our dishes is ready to go. So if you come, you can pick up straight away the chicken tikka masala and the other chicken curry, lamb curry, beef curry, everything is ready to go.
Do you have any sister?
Sorry?
Do you have lovely sister?
Sister?
Terabandi. You know, sister.
I'm not hearing properly. It sounds like coming from far and reflection.
I ask you if you have lovely sister.
What for?
No reason. Just, you have lovely sister. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, repeat the order, please.
Yes, please.
No, you repeat the order. Not me.
Chicken tikka masala one.
Mm-hmm.
Lamb rogan dish one.
Mm-hmm.
Kima nani.
And your mom.
I guess you're not getting his mom.
Nope.
That was funny, the whole sister thing. He's like, why my sister? Huh? Just, what did you say, just to say? Or just because?
No reason.
Just, no reason. No reason, just your, you know, fucking sister, dude. Come on. Jeez. Loser sending in loser. Lonesome loser sending a number for the Ohio Northern University campus security. I don't know if I really want to call him. Yeah, it's just campus security.
I don't know if I want to mess with campus security. My alma mater got shot up recently.
Oh, did they? Is that the one?
NIU is where I got my undergraduate degree.
Oh, really? You went to NIU. That sucks. Sorry, man. Well, whatever. You probably don't know. Hey, we got a number in the United Arab Emirates.
Oh.
Al Bayer Cold Store, United Arab Emirates. Home, isn't that where Dubai is? UAE?
Dubai is the thriving metropolis in coming.
I know, I'm so tired of hearing about Dubai. Everybody's just like, Dubai this, Dubai that.
Dubai.
I know, man. They got to build everything big. Every fucking building, everything's like we're going to have to...
They're having small penises.
God, I know. They got, like, so many skyscrapers. Like, they had the one big Hajj, whatever, the Hajj Tower, not Hajj Tower, whatever it's called.
Al Bayer Cold Store.
Dubai has the ejaculating penis artificial island. That's right. It does look like that.
Tera ma pagoli kia submaranifwa.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
It's a cold store.
Hello?
Is this the cold store?
From where you are calling?
Sorry?
From where you are calling? What do you want actually?
In Abu Dhabi, I'm very hungry.
Huh?
Very hungry. Want
you're
food.
You're very hungry?
I want food. Make food.
Hello?
Why you no make food? Very hungry, make food, Abu Dhabi.
From where you are calling? What exactly? Which number you are dialing?
I am from my house.
Okay, where you telephoned?
In my house. What are you talking about? I'm changing
it. My dear, where you telephoned? What exactly you want?
Look, I am calling from my house. I would like to make food order. Cold store.
We are not making food, that's what I said.
What you making?
We are not making anything.
You say cold store. What is this? Lies, you're telling me. Lies. What are you making? Whatever it is, make quickly. I'm very hungry.
Damn it, it is. Did we lose the patient? There we go. This is awesome.
Now we did.
Hey, can you call him again? Let me try him.
Well, you do so bad.
That's funny. I need to find more UAE numbers. That guy's funny. What are you calling?
What are you doing?
Who are you calling?
Where are you calling from?
Answers the phone. You hear the way they say hello, like, oh. Like, ugh. Gives me douche chills when I hear them talk like that. Oh. Allah. Allah.
Hello.
Allah.
Hello.
Allah.
Hello.
Allah, how are you?
Fine.
I'm calling you from the embassy.
From?
Hello, I'm calling you from the embassy of the United States of America. How are you, sir?
Hi, 1 minute. Hello?
Hello, I am calling you from the United States Embassy of America. And I'm calling on a special investigation. I have reason to believe that you are selling, you are serving bacon there, sir.
No, we are not selling, sir. We are selling meat only. We are not making anything.
Okay, well, I would like some pork. Bacon burger.
No, we are not selling pork.
Well, I am in the mood for bacon, and I'm an American. This is America, and you will sell me pork. Sir?
Hello?
How dare you not sell me pork? This is a free country. And
huh?
This is a free country, and I would like pork chops and bacon, and you will provide this for me now.
No, I can't. I told you, we are not keeping this item.
Do you have any kosher meat?
No, kosher meat, no pork items.
Do you have any menashevitz?
No, no, we have chicken, lamb, like that.
But what about bacon burger?
No, we don't have.
Oh, please, I know you, why do you not have bacon? Why not? What is this? Why no pork?
Huh?
Why no pork?
You know he eats it on
the... We are not keeping.
Why are you not keeping pork? You're supposed to keep a supply of pork.
We have a license.
You don't have a pork license?
No pork license.
Oh, I have a license. I will make a fake license and you get the pork for me. Come on, man.
Sounds like the name of a porn, a license to pork.
License to pork.
I don't want your license or anything. Maybe.
I will want you to make me a bacon burger.
My dear, you call someone else. I am not making bacon burger.
Have you ever had
a
bacon?
Have a license to pork?
Have you ever had a...
No.
Have you ever had pork? The pork chop? No, he has not had pork. DTT, you know, DTT, call in and talk to him for us. You know, let's conference. I think DTT told me he doesn't speak Muslim. Actually, he understands a little bit, but he's an American. He was born in the States. You know, maybe he's offended. I don't know. Maybe DTT can translate.
We can offend somebody.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't be a good show if we didn't offend somebody. I think we had fun here. But I think that's it. Unless you want to call the windmill.
Would a barbecue sandwich offend him?
No, I think I'm done for now.
I think I'm done too, Ted. Good point. I'll catch you at the computer machine.
All right.
If you show up there again. All right. Say, thanks for calling in, Ted, man.
Hey, take care.
Hey, you too.
All right, the Ted. That was fun. We ordered some bacon burgers. That dude's funny. Phone's making that. Well, here we are, everybody. It is the end of the show. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening tonight. No milkman tonight, unfortunately, to lead us out of here. But I'll do an impromptu the best job I can. I'd like to thank Lonesome Loser for sending in numbers tonight. I would like to thank everybody who called in. Who's nobody? Nobody called the toll-free line tonight. But I would like to thank Ted for joining in and helping us out with some pranks, man. Very good. We had fun. You did good. I did good. And you helped out. I'd like to thank Tuck as well for showing up here and helping us out with the show today. Always good having you here. Tuck, anything on the pike for your podcast? Any new developments?
I'm going to put a new one up this week, and I promise this time.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Everyone, be sure to go to madhouselive.com. Check out the forums.
Prankcalldotinfo.com.
That's right. Yeah. Prankcalldotinfo.com. Everyone be sure to go to madhouselive.com. Right. Check the forums, check the podcast, subscribe, listen to our old shows, old pranks. They're all up there. The forums especially are hopping, so be sure you join in there and help spread the truth to the youth. As I said before, the Madhouse Wikipedia will be up soon this weekend. It's not official yet, but if you look out at the Madhouse site, preferably on the forums, you'll be able to see coming soon. The Madhouse Wikipedia link will be up there. Work in progress, but I'm going to make a release official. I'm going to work on it as much as I can until Saturday afternoon, and I'm going to make it public, and it'll grow from there. So let's all enjoy that. Everyone, be sure to listen tomorrow night here on Syndicate Radio, syndicateradio.tv, that is. Be sure to listen tomorrow to Zolar and the Zolar Party Nation. Rather, the Zolar Vision will be on tomorrow. Zolar Vision will be on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so be sure to check that out. Always a good time with the Zolar. And, of course, a whole plethora of shows that are on all week on Syndicate. When you get a chance, listen to us over at the 98.6 The Mouth Line, or the station, that is, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's Madhouse, Madhouse, Madhouse all the time. And everyone who listened, man, thanks, guys. A lot of the old-timers, a lot of new people in there tonight. Thanks for having us. And there we are. I think we're done. Gentlemen, again, thank you, as I said. Who got the gold star for the night? I forgot. Someone had a gold star. Was it Tuck? Tuck, did you get a gold star earlier tonight? I think you did.
I don't remember. I'm not keeping track.
All right, well I'm starting up the gold.
Negative gold star.
Zolar has negative one, and then I think Tuck had one. So good. All right, Tuck wins the gold star contest of the night. He wins $5 Madhouse dollars. Awesome. Good for use in the Madhouse store. And look out for the Madhouse CD.
Are they purple dollars?
No, they're actually blue. They're blue backs. I call them blue backs.
All right.
All right, so everybody, as I said before, be sure to go to the Madhouse website. We're going to catch you next week. And until then, take care, and thank you for being a listener and a fan and all that stuff. Yeah. It's over.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two. I got a big question.
Gotta have your pencils ready.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.